A 28-year-old man is arrested on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving. Good evening, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. Police say the man was arrested in connection with this morning's suspected hit-and-run accident that claimed the life of a cyclist. More now from Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin.
The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says the 28-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving, driving a vehicle whilst disqualified, driving a vehicle without insurance, and leaving the scene of an accident. He was arrested in connection with an early morning accident that claimed the life of a man who police say is not from Cayman. Police say just before 5:30 a.m., officers were dispatched to North Church Street in the vicinity of Coral Sands, where they found the cyclist who appeared to have been struck by a vehicle. He was taken to the Cayman Islands Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. Police have not released the man's identity at this time, stating instead that he is from off-island and that officers are in the process of contacting his family. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
This is Cayman's second fatal hit-and-run accident of 2019. Last month, Michael Ryan was struck and killed in Cayman Brac. To the courts now, a 34-year-old Indian man is sentenced to 12 weeks in prison for indecently assaulting an 11-year-old girl. Ivan Simon was convicted of placing the child's hand on his clothed genital in the waters of a public beach in April 2018. Appearing in the summary court earlier today, Simon, through his attorney, pled with Magistrate Kirstiane Gunn to forego a prison sentence and instead to impose a lengthy community service order. Magistrate Gunn declined the suggestion, saying children should be able to play on our beaches without becoming victims of sexual offenses. She imposed a 12-week sentence as well as a 5-year sexual harm prevention order and recommended that Simon be deported to India upon completion of his sentence. Colors Cayman, a non-profit pro-LGBTQ organization, expresses their disappointment with the appeal court's decision, which has temporarily nullified Chief Justice's ruling that legalized same-sex marriage in Cayman. As Radio Cayman's Angel Harris reports, those who support the LGBT community aren't trying to change hearts and minds, but rather gain what they say is a basic human right.
Regardless of their viewpoints, it comes down to a matter of human rights. At the end of the day, that's what we're fighting for. It has nothing to do with religion, beliefs, thoughts, etc. Those are all very secondary.
That's Colors Cayman president and founder, Billy Bryan, who says the organization is saddened by the Cayman Islands Court of Appeal's recent stay on the Chief Justice's decision, which temporarily halted the Chief Justice's ruling that legalized same-sex marriage in Cayman.
Our sympathies go out to Chantel and Vicky for all the inconvenience, to put it very mildly, that this is causing them, you know, in their effort just to be a married couple, just to have what so many other couples on this island have. Of course, opposite-sex couples, I mean. It's disappointing that they've had to fight so long and hard for that. And when they thought their fight was over, that it succeeded in achieving what they wanted to achieve, to have it taken away from them so swiftly, it's just a travesty.
Bryan, who is a part of Cayman's LGBTQ community, is calling for an end to what they say is divisive rhetoric.
People are perpetuating this idea that it's somehow us versus them. We're not against any certain group. I know people are in specific referring to Christians, I suppose, like the church. Again, we fully welcome anyone who's religious, Christian or what have you. It has nothing to do with that. I have nothing against the religious community, neither this organization nor anyone who we represent. So I really want to just nip that narrative in the bud.
Colors Cayman says despite the recent events, they will continue to advocate for the LGBT community.
We're not interested in changing minds. We're not interested in convincing others to come over to our side, so to speak. We're interested in serving those who need our help. We're interested in being there for them and showing that you can be visible, that you can be proud of who you are and feel safe in your own country and feel accepted by your own people. That's why we exist.
Andrell Harris, Radio Cayman News.
Over the weekend, hundreds of people gathered outside the steps of the Legislative Assembly for an anti-gay protest. We will have more on that story tomorrow. Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman is set to launch its online jobs clearinghouse in the next few weeks. The site will host local jobs, quote, allowing every Caymanian full access to the opportunities available.
In the longer term, for the first time, we are creating the capacity and capability in government to work with the private sector to identify the future needs of business so that we can make sure Caymanians have the skills needed to access the jobs that will be created.
Premier the Honorable Alden McLaughlin says these are efforts that will help continue to decrease the rate of Caymanian unemployment, which now stands at 4.6%. But it isn't just getting a job. It's getting a fair-paying job.
I expect everyone in this House knows of people in their constituencies who are low-paid or who have been denied opportunity for advancement. That is why this government will not ignore those individuals. For those who are currently amongst the lowest paid, the government will review the minimum wage. Now that the occupational wage survey, the key data source needed, has been published, the review can formally commence. I will commit now to this House that the government will carefully consider and act upon the outcome of the review.
The Premier told lawmakers on Friday the new work department will put in place two important mechanisms in the coming months: an accreditation scheme that will recognize businesses that actively provide opportunities for Caymanians, as well as the creation of a new Fair Employment Opportunities Commission.
The House will debate the legislation required to create the commission at its next meeting. But for now, I will say that I believe it is a crucial piece in the overall approach this government is creating to secure the fair treatment of Caymanians.
Legislative Assembly wrapped up on Friday after the Premier's delivery of the strategic policy statement. Government says the East-West Arterial Road Network will see massive improvements over the next 2 years. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
While delivering the strategic policy statement to lawmakers on Friday, Premier the Honorable Alden McLaughlin told members his government is pushing forward its spendings from later years to cover much-needed improvements to the East-West Arterial to ease growing congestion.
The cost of this work is likely to be some $18 million, which we will bring forward from future years into the coming budget period. This is absolutely crucial in solving the problems, Mr. Speaker. But while it is necessary, it is not sufficient.
Government is also reprioritizing the rest of the highways program to include projects around Grand Harbor and westward into Georgetown.
Taken together, this package of improvements will enable us to reduce congestion, shorten and make more reliable journey times, and improve accessibility between central Georgetown and communities to the east.
Mr. McLaughlin also announced that government will commission a specialist mass transportation study to, quote, analyze all options available for us to achieve the necessary step change in public transport the country needs.
The study will be complete within a year so that we will be able to consult widely and draw up detailed plans for inclusion in the next strategic policy statement.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
In other local news, organizers of Cruz Port Referendum Cayman, CPR Cayman, say they've reached 82% of what they need for a people-initiated referendum on the proposed Cruz berthing facility. Section 70 of Cayman's constitution allows for a people-initiated referendum on any topic of national importance if a petition signed by 25% of the electorate is presented to cabinet. At least 5,288 signatures must be collected. According to a CPR Cayman press release, they say they fully expect the petition to exceed the required 5,288 verified signatures in a matter of weeks. Shirley Rollstone of CPR Cayman says the groundswell of support and concerns expressed from various sectors of Cayman is at the heart of the event and people-initiated referendum.
There are many stakeholders who want to protect our country and are concerned about how decisions are being made. The various topical issues impacting us all today have the potential to negatively impact current and future generations in a myriad of ways. These concerns include environmental, socioeconomic, and long-term financial concerns.
For more information about the petition, you can email cprcayman@gmail.com. And finally in the news, the CFA Society of Cayman Islands launches its inaugural Ethics Challenge at the University College of the Cayman Islands. Details from CIGTV's Donna Bush.
The Ethics Challenge asked UCCI students to analyze and evaluate a case study identifying ethical dilemmas based on the CFA Institute Code of Ethics and Standards of Professional Conduct, with the goal of increasing knowledge and professionalism among future leaders. Now, sponsored by EY, the event saw a total of seven teams, each with three members, battling it out to win the championship trophy, which was claimed by former student representatives, Council President Charles Lewinson Jr., Tiffany Colbert, and Aaliyah Knox. Now, the winning team also took home Beats EP on ear headphones, and all competitors received certificates for their participation.
That's CIGTV's Donna Bush. And that's your latest news here on Radio Cayman. I'm Shanda Gallego.